More big man Jonathan Barnes joining us here on the program. He had a career-high 10 points in the Cowboys' tough loss at home to Cal over the weekend on Saturday in Laramie, and he joins us on the phones. JB, what's happening today, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right now. We understand you're a little upset. The uniform not fitting just right. Is that right? Or
it's a little bit small. It's a little bit small. I'll give our strength coach the props for that one. So it's definitely his fault.
Well, I think we had Alan Herndon on the show. God, it was before the season. We asked him, you know, because they wanted to put on some pounds because he was so thin and he's a bit, you know, on a strict caloric diet, eating a lot. And he said, we asked him though, who could eat the most? He threw you out there that you were perhaps that guy. Would you agree?
I would definitely put myself up there. Haven't put it past myself to eat like a whole pizza and half a gallon of ice cream on a bad day. So, I definitely put myself up there.
Now, are we talking like a large, medium? What are we talking about, pizza?
We're talking a large pizza.
Ooh, I did that once before, and I'm not near the size of you, Jonathan. I've done that once before, but I think I was like 16 or 17 years old. So, that's pretty impressive work if you can get it.
I think I'm saving my mom some money being in college, so.
Now,
she appreciates that.
I think you're about ready to bankrupt the state of Wyoming.
Jonathan Barnes joins here. Now, okay, you had a career high in points, you know, relatively young career, and you had 10 points against Cal. What did something click for you? What felt right for you a Saturday in that tough loss?
It was a couple of things. First off, my teammates did a great job of just getting me the ball in positions where I can score. You know, we have a really unselfish team, and our team, that's kind of our characteristic, is we like to pass the ball and get other people open. And so they just did a really good job. And then also just getting the trust of the coaching staff. They trusted me to be able to go up and play against those big men. And when I get, you know, that the vibe from not only the coaching staff but the players that they got my back and that they trust me, I think that really helps my confidence to be able to go out and perform and give it everything that I have.
Talked to Coach Shy today. He said it was your best game as a Cowboy. How much confidence does that give you, or how much confidence did that give you in playing against a Power 5 school like Cal that does have quality big men? How much confidence does that give you the rest of the way when you play, you know, similar style teams you'll see in the Mountain West?
Definitely a lot of confidence. Honestly, coming out of the game, I was a little bit frustrated just because we weren't able to pull off the win. But, you know, looking back, it gives me a lot of confidence because in my head, I honestly didn't really feel like it was the best game that I played. I had some turnovers and missed a couple of opportunities that could have helped our team. So looking back, it's exciting to me just to know that even on days where I don't feel like I did my best, I was able to contribute. And that really helps me. And gives me confidence going forward in the future.
You know, just seeing you, Jonathan, physically, it appeared even last year like you were ready. You fit the part of a big man at the Division I level. The hurdles you've had to overcome, you know, not playing organized basketball for very long prior to coming to Wyoming. How far do you think you've come and what more do you need to work on?
Honestly, I feel like I've grown exponentially, and that's just a credit to, first off, my high school coaches that were extremely patient with me, but also the coaching staff here is phenomenal and really just done a really good job of trying to help me mature my basketball IQ and help me to improve. So I think something I need to continue to improve on is I obviously need to work on my free throw shooting. I shot 4 of 8, so that's not going to cut it, but definitely just my feel for the game, maturing, and my ability to be able to just help our team out. And that'll come and actually solidifying a role that my coaches and my teammates have for me. So that's probably the biggest thing I need to work on and grow in, too.
isn't it crazy? You know, you think, yeah, you miss a free throw here or there. It's not a huge deal. But in a game that goes to overtime, I think, what, 9 free throws were missed? You know, even Josh missed one down the stretch. They're going to happen. But, you know, Coach Scheid always mentions free throws don't make it on SportsCenter, but it's such a big part of the game, and that was case in point on Saturday, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I think that's one of those not mentioned talents that doesn't really show up on the stat sheet, as Coach Scheid's always saying, but they really do win games, and it's definitely kind of inspired me to try to get in the gym and shoot more free throws, just because I want to be one of those players that coach can trust to be in the game near the end, because, you know, a set of free throws can really ice the deal.
Jonathan Barnes joining us here in the Sports Zone. When Josh went out with that ankle injury late in regulation, I mean, he was writhing in pain. It looked nasty for a minute. When he came back in and did what he did down the stretch to put you guys in that position, what were you guys thinking at that point when you saw what he was trying to do, willing you guys, you know, taking you guys to hopefully a win?
You know, somebody who said it best was former Cowboy Larry Nance. He tweeted after that something about this really proves a point that Josh is an NBA caliber player, and that's something Larry believed. And honestly, that kind of solidified that, at least in my own head, when I get to go and see Josh on a daily basis play in practice and in games. Sometimes I kind of lose track of how talented he really is. And so to be able to see him come in and just with that willpower and effort just to, you know, fight and not quit and come in back in still in pain, like you could tell when he was playing, he was still playing in pain just to fight through that. I mean, that really just shows us what kind of leader we have, and just kind of really inspired us to try to play harder. It's an amazing thing how just one player like Josh can really just get a band of guys together just to want to go out and try to conquer the world.
And you saw it too, you know, JJ banged his knee, Jason turned his ankle, and nobody was about to go out of the game. I know JJ had to come out for a little bit. He didn't want to, but it kind of carried over to the rest of the guys, because that was a physical basketball game.
Oh, for sure. And that's the best kind of basketball game, honestly, especially for a big guy. That's what we live for, you know, physical confrontation and just being able to go at somebody. So it was good. It doesn't feel really good the day after. You're really sore, but it definitely makes for an exciting basketball game.
I wanted to ask you how many bruises you had in your back from that big number 44 pushing off on every rebound.
I didn't really notice it until I tried to lay down the next night. it was pretty apparent the next night, for real, though.
And I got another final question for you. Who can jump higher, you or Josh?
Oh, Josh, no question. I'm not even going to put myself in that equation. I've tried to jump with him once or twice when he was going to the rim, and there's no question. He's one of the most athletic people I've ever had the privilege to play with, and he's a freak athlete.
Jonathan Barr is joining us here. Sports Zone. Jonathan, you know, right after the game, Coach Scheid said he put Southern up on the board and wanted to move past the Cal loss, as put it behind you guys, and then asked what people knew of Southern, and it was kind of silent. Have you learned any more about Southern and the team you're going to face Thursday night?
A little bit. I know Coach is always telling us just to respect opponents, but more than that, just respect the game. So we'll learn a lot more today and film and kind of get a sense of style of play and who we're going up against. I believe we played them last year, and it was a physical battle. They're talented, and we're definitely going to look forward to another great battle here in Laramie.
How much fun you having this year? I know you got into some games last year, but you know, the meaningful minutes and things like that. Not to say getting in the game wasn't meaningful for you, but being in games down the stretch has got to be a lot of fun for you right now, right?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's really cool, just because before, you know, when I go in, Coach Shai was always telling me, you know, you're going to go up when we're up by 20 or down by 20. And with last year's crew, we weren't ever down by 20 by many teams, so. Being able to just go in and know that I'm able to make an impact and try to do something to help us get in a spot to do, just be a competitive team is just, it's an amazing feeling just to see all that hard work paying off.
Tell the equipment guys, cold water to wash your uniform. You don't need it shrinking anymore, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jonathan, thank you so much, man. We'll see you Thursday night.
All right, sounds good. Have a good
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.